Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, as you've looked back at the last week, three extra attacker goals in a weekend. They happen on occasion, but that's unheard of in a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. No question. It happens more than people think, though. And a lot of the reason is that we're doing it earlier and earlier now, and you have more desperation. You're outnumbering the puck. It can make it very difficult for the defending team. Three in a weekend. I mean, two on a weekend is unheard of, let alone three.
Well, how about two in less than 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I want to break this down on both sides. Offensively, what are you looking to do to capitalize as often as you can?
Well, there's a lot of things. First, you got to win a faceoff. And if you lose a faceoff, you got to outnumber the puck. You got to create a wedge, and you got to outnumber the puck and, you know, take any type of clear, any type of bump away from the defenseman with the puck. Or you got to be ready on your toes for a 50-50 puck battle. And if it's a 50-50 puck battle, you do got one more guy involved in the scrum, but it's just it's hard. It's four guys versus three, two centermen, two wingers, two defensemen on the other team, and now you got your sixth attacker who's on the circle. But there's a lot of 50-50 pucks, and you got to come up. You just have to come up with a 50-50 puck on your half of the zone.
I'm sure every coach has their own wrinkles, but defensively, extra attacker against, what do you want to do?
Well, we want to play it. You know, it's pretty simple. We want to play it. You know, almost like a – not like a penalty kill. I shouldn't say that, but like a penalty kill, but we still want to be aggressive. You don't want to play on your heels. You want to play on your toes. And then you got to factor in, is there a bumper or isn't there a bumper? If there's a bumper, we've got our centerman on the bumper all the time. So we at least know the slot's taken care of. And if the bumper slides net front, our center slides net front with him. And then we've got a winger who's going to be probably – most teams are in an umbrella. So then you got your winger who's on their guy at the top of the umbrella, so he's going back and forth. And when the puck goes to a flanker, he's got to make sure he's in the spot where you're trying to somewhat deny a flanker to flanker pass. Well, then one winger is going to be aggressive on that flanker. That's going to leave the other flanker open. So that other flanker, that has to be a defenseman if it gets to him. If the defenseman's on the flanker, the weak side winger has to collapse net front because now there could be two guys in front. So he's double covering the flanker, but also low in front of the net. So it's pretty simplistic, but they got one more guy at the end of the day.
You know, a quote-unquote regular power play, there's nine guys out there. That situation, there's 11. How do two extra guys change things quite a bit?
Well, there's definitely more congestion, Schultzy. It's easier scoring a power play goal 5-on-4 than it is 6-on-5. Absolutely, just because of exactly what you said. I mean, there's just more time and space, and there's more room to navigate. But it's hard sometimes because sometimes in front of the net, there's just a lot of bodies in the slot area and in front of the net. And the last thing you want potentially on a 6-on-5 is you do want to get a puck to the weak side. And if people get mesmerized by the puck or they get puck focused, we always say, typically that guy off the post on the weak side, there are pucks that come to him. Now, are they going to come right to his stick? Are they going to go by him? Are they going to be in his feet? But there's a lot of times pucks just go to that guy off the post. So you always have to be aware of what's going on behind you.
On to overtime. Boy, that thing had everything. Started 4-on-3, then went to 5-on-3, and then went to 5-on-4, and then 5-on-5, and then there's a whistle. Now it's 3-on-3, and you guys don't per se practice 3-on-3 a whole heck of a lot, but there's a lot of situations that happen in that overtime that don't typically happen. You know, once that clock hits zero at the end of the third period.
Exactly.
What was that like?
Just like you.
Keeping everybody on the same page.
It was chaos. It was chaos up in the booth. It was chaos on our bench. It was chaos on the ice. And it was chaos on Bowling Green's side. It was chaos. It was, that's all you can say, bizarre. It got to the point where this is, when it gets to overtime, it's all on the players. It's all on the players. We just got to cross our fingers as coaches.
You know, that weekend to me is proof of what college hockey is. You never know what you're going to get from one night to the next. Friday night, there's, a combined 40, 45 shots. Saturday, we get to, overtime, and there's already 80. You never know what you're going to get in this game, do you?
No, exactly. It just was a lot tighter. It was a lot more physical. There was a lot more structure on Friday, and it opened up on Saturday.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori, on to the Wildcats of Northern Michigan. Tom, Dave Shyock's been around college hockey a long, long time. From what you know of what he wants out of a team, what kind of a team is a quote-unquote Dave Shyock team?
Well, I don't know. I think they're like a lot of teams. I mean, we're all similar. I mean, we want to be hard to play against. We want to be good defensively. You know, we want to obviously, again, you know, you give your guys the ability of making plays when plays are there. You want to be, when you have the puck, you want to, you know, be an attack-oriented team. When you don't have the puck, you want to get it back. I mean, very similar to everybody else. I don't want to sit there and say, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's that many coaches that – they might vary a little bit. But, again, basically, again, their principles are very similar. So, but Schicker, he's a heck of a coach. He's been around the block. He's getting everything out of his guys, and they're hard to play against, boy.
I don't know what his roster is going to look like next year. For lack of a better term, he took who he could get last year, getting hired so late. Is it per se good to be facing them this late in the season that you have a pretty good idea of their roster and what they do?
No, because I don't know their roster, and I really don't know that much what they do. We only play them twice. This is the first two games. And I don't, but the only thing is the second half of the year, they're a lot more experienced. That's for sure. I mean, I probably would have rather played them early. Yeah. Because again, these kids are battle tested right now.
In particular, last Friday night, what'd you notice out of them?
Well, again, they stuck with it, and they always stick with it. Take a look at their scores. I mentioned that in our press conference, they've had 11 games of one or two goal losses. And of those two goal losses, I don't know how many of them are empty netters. I mean, they lost to Michigan State in the GLI a couple weeks ago, and they did great. And 2-0. I mean, they beat Mankato and they tied Mankato. They're just, again, they're a hard team to play, and Schicker's got them playing, very well, and they're going to manage the puck and they're going to defend well, and and now they're generating more offense because, again, they're getting more and more comfortable.
With rule changes the last few years with COVID and all that kind of stuff, numbers are going to change. But Eric Martin played his 150th game for you last weekend. 150 is a little mind-boggling. He is, I think, become a more all-around player since he walked on campus, and I suppose that's the goal for everybody. But in order to play 150 games, you got to be doing the right things, right?
Well, yeah, you got to play as a freshman, and he played a lot as a freshman.
And he missed a bunch of games.
Yeah, he did.
With an injury.
That's right. That injury, that's right. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
That's right. I think it happened against Northern here, to be honest with you. I know it did.
What does 150 mean to a coach?
Well, I mean, it means that he's played a lot of games and there's been a lot of trust in him, and he's played a fifth year. I mean, I'll be honest with you. And actually, is the Somoza have our record?
168, I think.
Is it Somoza?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was something like that.
And again, obviously, rules have changed, and who knows what may happen down the road. But
right.
Special teams here in the last month and a half of the season, they're important. Do you work on it more, or do you just stick to the status quo?
We stick to the status quo, Schultzy, but I think, too, if you really – sometimes it's weird. If you're not doing very well, sometimes the thing is, let's do more video, less on ice. Sometimes you just figure you should do more ice. It all depends on what the mindset is of the coach at that particular time or that week or whatever.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.